Ah, the dream of getting the chance to accept one of the coveted Academy Awards.
And the Oscar goes to American Hustle. Here to accept the award is Gregory Wallace.
I want to thank everybody involved in making the movie for the opportunity to go back and to revisit where I got to participate in this historic case and have a front row seat at a major, major political corruption trial that I think ultimately did a lot of good by demonstrating that you can't have a democracy if public officials who are running it, who are entrusted with, you know, representing the public, are corrupt.
Gregory Wallace will not be accepting any awards for the film American Hustle. Like some of the other people we've been talking to this Oscar week, he was a part of the real events that inspired the film. The sting operation to nab members of Congress taking bribes back in the 1980s using a fake Arab sheikh, and an operation codenamed Abscam is both portrayed and over-the-top satirized in American Hustle. Here are actors Christian Bale and Jeremy Renner.
I believe that you should treat people the way that you want to be treated. Didn't Jesus say that or something?
Amen.
I think also always take a favor over money. I think Jesus said that as well.
I don't know if he said the second one, but he might have said the first one.
And here is Gregory Wallace once again, not an actor, but a member of the prosecution team as an assistant United States attorney. He says the film got a lot wrong. But his story of being there confirmed once again why from real people like prosecutor Greg Wallace come some of the best pictures in Hollywood.
I was just a couple of years out of law school. I had just joined the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn. And after I had done two or three trials, I was assigned to work on the biggest political corruption investigation of Congress, certainly in American history. And it was a thrill. And this brought it all back. That's what was great about the movie for me.
Now, because part of our mission here is to figure out what's true and what's not, and Hollywood can do what it wants, and, you know, we love them for that. But was there the same kind of tension in the FBI, in the investigator's office, in the Fed offices about whether this approach was legit or not in going after these lawmakers?
To some degree, there was. And Abscam was controversial because it used an investigative technique, a sting operation, in which FBI agents and a convicted con man, Mel Weinberg, that was the Christian Bale character, were making up a story. The story was, we represent a wealthy sheik in the Middle East, and he wants to invest money in the United States, but he wants to know that government officials are lined up to support the investment, and he's willing to spend whatever that takes. And he also wants to be assured that he can, given the turmoil in the Middle East, get a visa, get permanent resident status, in fact, to come and live in the United States to avoid that turmoil. And again, money is no object. And so
that's the felony. That's the outline of the felony.
Yeah. And so like every sting operation, they needed a ruse, and that was the ruse. And that was shown in the movie. And because it began as a very low-level FBI operation out of Hopalong, Long Island, just to recover stolen art and securities. But then, particularly when they encountered Mayor Angelo Arricchetti of Camden, that was the character played by Jeremy Renner, and he started putting them in touch with congressmen and a senator, all of a sudden, the dimension of the case, the stakes changed, and there was disagreement among prosecutors over whether the sting operation went too far, used improper, unconstitutional methods. And certainly when it all became public and the defendants had to assert their defenses, they all screamed, this was outrageous, this was entrapment, and so on. At the end of the day, and this wasn't shown in the movie, at least not directly, at the end of the day, every jury returned a conviction.
The Jeremy Renner character that you just described is really played as a victim, as someone whose career and whose connection with the poor people of Camden was destroyed because of some federal investigators who wanted to notch their belt with some congressmen and some senators. Do you buy that?
No. And, John, don't misunderstand me. I don't begrudge anyone in Hollywood artistic license. But that portrayal was not a reflection of the real-life Angelo Arricchetti. He was not only prepared to pay bribes or facilitate the payment of bribes to casino commissioners. He gave the undercover operatives a list of officials, both in New Jersey and elsewhere, who he said were willing to sell their offices for cash. He was interested in doing counterfeiting. He was talking about turning the port of Camden into a narcotics entry port.
What about the idea that the Christian Bale character actually pulls one over on the feds? Did that really happen?
There were allegations made that the real-life Mel Weinberg skimmed off some of the bribe money. He got it back, some of it from Arachetti. He got gifts that were supposed to go to the sheik, and he kept them himself. That microwave scene was based on an allegation. He denied those allegations. I don't think there was anything conclusive that ever emerged. And that's what the movie was working with. But what Mel Weinberg was, and it was shown to some extent in the movie, he was absolutely vital to this sting operation because he could create, in a way that no FBI agent could, the illusion of a thoroughly corrupt character himself. And he had that history as a con man that he was working with. He was deft at saving the investigation from its own mistakes. At one point early in the case, there was a meeting with one of the Middle East Arab sheiks who was played in the sting operation, was an FBI agent. And for some reason, the FBI agents ordered to the meeting with this Arab sheik and some sort of underworld types Jewish deli food. And, you know, Weinberg, somebody may say, well, wait a minute, why would a sheik want Jewish deli food? Weinberg didn't even wait for that. He stepped in and he said, when the corned beef arrived, he said, you know, he loves this stuff, but he can't eat it when he's in the Middle East. So whenever he comes to New York, he eats as much as he can. And these guys bought it. And what Mel Weinberg understood, and this was where the real life and the movie kind of intersects, because the theme of the movie was we're all conning ourselves. We're not just conning each other. We're conning ourselves. And what he understood was that, particularly with the corrupt people who are out there, the businessmen, the politicians, once they start to believe that there's money, you know, available to them, then almost nothing will stop them.
You rooting for the Oscar?
Oh, yeah. I hope. Look, I'm tied up in this. I was really just thrilled to see the movie.
Gregory Wallins, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Really, really appreciate this.
Gregory Wallins was a member of the Abscam prosecution team as an assistant U.S. attorney. American Hustle is nominated for 10 Oscars.